This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Can I say what a pleasure it is to be here? As some of you might know, I'm on occasions like this, I'm never quite sure whether I'm the poacher or the gamekeeper, because I actually trained as a nurse and worked in the NHS for 25 years before I went into politics. The story of why I went from one of the most respected professions into possibly what is now considered to be one of the least respected professions is a long one, and maybe for another occasion. But it is a fantastic opportunity for me to bring, albeit quite old experience now, into this job and into this role as Minister for Public Health. So I suppose I need to start by just reiterating a few of the things that actually I think we know, and that is that everything that we do in health is about one thing, and that is to get the best results for children, families and communities, for the people that we serve, and I would include myself as a politician in that. Very simple to say and not always very easy to achieve. All of you here today, health visitors, nursery nurses, school nurses, represent something very special. Special skills, special people delivering a very special service, giving our children the best start in their life, helping families achieve good health, but also uniquely placed to prevent illness and injury and the downward pull of deprivation and disadvantage on young lives, while supporting all families through the ups and downs of parenthood. I trained as a district nurse in the early 80s and worked with health visitors very closely in Hackney in East London. We were working in one of the most deprived parts of London, one of the most deprived parts of the country, where many people, and it would surprise some people to know, even in the 80s still didn't have an inside lavatory. Some of the most challenging work I think I've done, using every ounce of resourcefulness to help those families stay well and in touch with the wider sources of support that were available to them. Whilst acute trusts get all the headlines, the often unrecognised work in the community requires the highest levels of skill, leadership and adaptability from its workforce. Your best achievements are hard fought but quietly won against the odds. My question today is how we swing those odds in your favour, further in your favour. And we have got a commitment to health visiting, and we need political commitment. It can be found in the black and white of the coalition document, a pledge for 4,200 new health visitors by the end of this parliament, increasing the workforce by 50% in 5 years. No mean feat. And yesterday, the Chancellor confirmed that the money is there, the money to recruit them, to pay them, and to train them. A massive commitment, marking you out as a very special case in the health service. One of the few areas where we're actually going to drive that change from the centre. I know there are huge frustrations that commissioners haven't always understood and commissioned your services well, haven't always set things up in a way that allows you to use your professional judgment and the skills to the full. Of all the stories I heard when an opposition member of parliament, it was about commissioning. That was where the greatest concerns were. And as we work with commissioners over the next year, we will leave them in no doubt that they need to strengthen health visiting teams and use them in a more enlightened way. Providers will also be told that they need to train more health visitors to fill the gaps. But a better flow of money and resource into health visiting is only part of the solution. We need also an equally strong flow of recruits into the profession. So next year we'll be launching a new national recruitment campaign. A campaign that tells the full story of health visiting, about the lives that you change every day, the difference you make and the value that you bring. Alongside this, better training options for returners and for new recruits, new ways for them to reach the high standards needed from health visitors. But how do we make training more flexible whilst keeping the rigour and professionalism of the health visitor role? I met the Nursing and Midwifery Council last week to look at this, and we'll continue to work together at some speed, but to also make sure that we get the right solutions. However, underpinning everything, we need a new confidence, a new identity almost for health visiting. Health visiting must be a profession at ease with itself and the world around it, with health visitors confident about who they are, what they do, and getting, so important, getting the respect they deserve from the professions that they work with. So over the last few months, the Chief Nursing Officer and her team have worked with the CBHVA to define what makes a modern health visitor. We now have a service model that builds on the best evidence we have on child health and reflects everything that you have told us about what works for you. Much more than a document, it's a collective vision that we can all get behind. A shared professional identity for health visiting and for health visitors. A statement that speaks to local commissioners, helping them to understand your value and contribution to better community health. And we'll be creating a new commissioning framework around those principles. And a vision that also speaks to those outside the profession, helping us to inspire a new generation of talented nurses into health visiting roles. It reflects a blend of continuity and a blend of change, valuing the traditional aspects of health visiting and embracing the adaptations we need to make to meet the challenges of complex family lives. The thread of advice and support you provide through pregnancy, after birth, and during the preschool years is invaluable. So too your flexibility in providing services wherever it suits the family, at home, in GP surgeries, in Sure Start children's centres, and indeed elsewhere. And of course, the expert support of your wider teams, nursery nurses, who so often give added help where it's most needed, to children with special needs, or to the very youngest and most vulnerable parents. Life has changed. There are now more families with complex and ongoing needs, more language barriers, more cultural barriers, a wider cross-section of need, some very complicated issues, and families need professionals with some very highly developed skills to help them make decisions on the huge variety of choices that they have. And so I'm delighted the Family Nurse Partnership will be extended so we can provide the highly targeted, highly specialist support that the most vulnerable families need. You work with some of the most troubled families helping to keep vulnerable children safe, and that's a huge responsibility and a considerable burden of risk. You said referrals and handovers between health visitors and social workers are not easy, and I hope the new safer checklist we've launched today will help. An aid memoir to check all the right bases are covered. There is one last opportunity for health visitors I wanted to mention today before I take some questions. As leaders of child health, you actively seek out the everyday and extraordinary problems and bring different parts of a community together to deal with them in a way no other professional group can do. If there are a high number of accidents involving infants, a good health visitor will look for the root causes. The best go even further still, getting the right people together to drive change in every corner of the community. From pharmacies promoting safe medicines campaigns and local community police cracking down on speeding, through to shops and businesses offering safety equipment at an affordable price. Any issue that affects a wide range of families need a wide-ranging response. That is, this is your public health role. Some of you may feel this is actually returning to your roots, but it's an evolutionary move that we feel will take us forward. And we'll make sure that you're supported to take this on. A new training programme next year will be launched for all health visitors to refresh and extend their community health skills. Better resourced, better trained, better respected, we want to do our bit to make sure health visiting thrives over the next 5 years. And in return, we need your support. I need your help. We need you to be confident and positive about your work, equipped with the tools to do the job. but also to welcome and mentor new students and returners, to take up the opportunity to refresh community skills, to work with us on the commissioning framework, to swing those odds in the favour of the families in our midst. And as with health visitors, so too with school nurses. We can't make progress on the big issues without you. And as we move towards a new public health service, we'll be looking at how school nursing teams can be at the forefront of local plans. And I think we also need a better definition of your role too, and that process has already started. Last week, a number of school nurses met with my team to develop a similar service model for school nurses. We're looking at the services you can provide, but also how we can help you influence change both within and beyond the school gates, to be genuine guardians of child and adolescent health across the community. And we'll be saying a lot more about this later in the year. So let's move forward in our minds 5 years on. 5 years of a coalition government. What can we expect to see and what can you expect from us? I hope politicians, not as a hindrance, but as a tool to help you to get on with your job. Expect better commissioning of services, built on outcomes that fully capture your contributions to child, family, and community health. Expect a resurgent health visiting profession, confident, assured, autonomous, respected, working together with nursery nurses and other professionals to achieve the right results, the very best results for families. And expect a school nursing workforce at the forefront of child health and well-being. More influence over the big decisions that are made locally. A clearer stake in the whole community's response to emerging problems. This is our chance to protect, preserve, and build upon the precious contribution you make in our communities. With your help, I'm confident that we can achieve even more for families in the future. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Minister. That was a useful address. Now, what we need to do now is keep the questions brief. She's got about 6 minutes, so the Gettysburg address, I will stop you in order to get some in. Okay, let's start right at the front. And can we have a microphone ready, woman there, please, to take the woman afterwards? Please, say who you are.
Cathy Walters. I'm a health visitor and school nurse team leader in East Kent. Will the GP consortia, or as you hinted at in your talk, will it be the provider services, be told in no uncertain terms that they need to commission training for the specialist community public health nurse in health visiting and in school nursing?
We recognise that to get the numbers up to where we want them to, the drive for this has got to, in the first instance, come from the centre. And we're looking at how we commission in the future. What we do know, and what experience has told us from the past, is that it doesn't necessarily happen. Public health money, there's going to be a public health white paper in December, and that'll set out some of these plans more clearly, particularly some thoughts about commissioning. But we do know that in the first instance, it's got to be driven by the centre. Okay. There's a lady really desperate here.
Yes, the lady. I will come to you, but please.
Jackie Smith, Salford. Salford have invested heavily in the last couple of years in health visiting, but there are still several neighbouring trusts who haven't and still expect caseloads of 700 plus. What are you going to say to them as regards this recruitment drive?
There are two things. I mean, health visitors, I think, have left, and they're continuing to leave, and the numbers are down again, is because of the demoralisation of the profession due to high caseloads, people getting very fed up, and that's what we have to turn around. And we need your help. We need you to talk health visiting up. We need you to believe. Why should you believe me when you wouldn't normally believe any politician who ever stands in front of you and promises you something? All I can say is that the commitment for this has been around with us for a long time. It's coming right from the very top. We are absolutely, it's absolutely central
central to everything that we're doing on social justice, everything that we're doing on families, everything that we're doing on social exclusion. It's absolutely central to the new public health service. Look at the white paper, even if you only read the executive summary, because that will show you the commitment. It needs political leadership, but I cannot do it without your help.
Okay, look.
Thank you. My name's Suzanne Ferguson. I'm a school health advisor and practice teacher at Oldham Community Health Services. My question is, the government have rightly pledged to increase the number of health visitors by 4,200, but what are the number of school nurses that the government is going to look to train over the next 12 to 18 months to ensure that the health of the school-age population needs are met?
Absolutely, and with the best will in the world, it doesn't just happen, which is why, as I say, we need your help. We're looking at school nurses at the moment, how we use them most effectively. Health visitors do the early bit. We need somebody to pick that up, and there's no doubt about it in my mind. One of the reasons that the public's health is not good is because young people grow up without the skills to make the very complex decisions that they have to make about their lives, and that's whether to eat too much, whether to drink too much, whether to have a baby before the age of 16, whether to end up with a sexually transmitted disease. That's about their general health and mental well-being, their self-esteem. I could talk about this for ages. But school nurses are really central. They're sort of pivotal in the community for that, particularly in areas where kids have very chaotic family lives.
Okay. Do you think we'll get to a point where we can talk about numbers, school nurses?
Yes, I do. I do think we'll get to a point.
Okay. I'm Bev Shaw. I'm school nursing team manager in Milton Keynes. I currently have staff of 34, which equates to 11.2 whole-time equivalent over 114 schools with a population of about 50,000. In your recent white paper, there was no mention of school nursing, and with my service constantly facing cuts year on and further cost efficiency savings expected this year, can you support us with funding for more school nurses to deliver? Because that's the whole issue, that the budgets keep being cut.
If I made a funding commitment here, we'll all end up on the national news for the next week, actually. I'll be in a lot of trouble. What I can say is that the white paper, hopefully be out in the beginning of December, is going to say much more about this. School nursing sits between me and education. I work very well with my education colleagues. The new public health service, we're creating a new public health service. I could talk for too long and I want to take your questions. But I'm very happy. If you want to give your name to Angela, maybe I can write to you and give you a bit more detail about that.
Okay, I think we've got time for a couple more. Yes? The lady in red, and I want to take somebody right at the back. Right at the back there, there's a woman in green.
Carolyn Taylor, North East England. A very simple question. You keep talking about the public health new service and the public health white paper. Are health visiting and school nursing remaining with health, or are we going to the local authority?
No, you're not going to the local authority.
Very good.
Oh. Okay, local councils not good at a good reputation as employers. They're not bad, actually, as employers, can I just say?
There you go.
I'm Niamh Hamlin, a health visitor from No Frills, North Yorkshire, New York, and PCT. I'd like to know what sanctions you have that you will apply to rogue commissioners who don't allow us to have good practice or carry out policy because they say they don't have the money.
Yeah, it's a very good question. There are going to be... Again, long discussion about how services are commissioned. The consortia, don't forget, the consortia will be obliged to take into account not just actually all the other professions in the area working in the field, but also the third sector and the voluntary sector, etc. The NHS commissioning board is going to be central to setting up those accountability systems. Similarly with the Public Health Service, actually a lot of power is going to be in the Director of Public Health, who do understand, who do get this stuff. We'll do more about that, but accountability is crucial because that is what's happened. Public health money will be ring-fenced, I should say that, which has not ever happened before. To improve the public's health, we have to have ring-fence funds because it simply gets raided every time there's a problem in an acute trust. It doesn't get on the front page of the Daily Mail or any of the other national newspapers, which is why it always gets squeezed.
Okay, we've got time perhaps for one more.
Yeah.
Come right to the front there. Yes, no, the lady in brown grey stripes.
I'm Elaine Baptiste. I work in Waltham Forest in East London. My question is that we're having a hemorrhage of health visitor in the borough I work for. We have massive caseloads. Our caseload is anything between 700 to 900 children per full-time health visitor. The morale is extremely low. We're constantly losing health visitors. How are you going to address this in the short term? Because I know the plans you have sound applaudable, it sounds wonderful, if it can be taken, you know, if it does actually come to fruition.
Yeah, there's a gap. I said all I say, and yeah. You work on the front line, and how is what I say going to translate to something? I'll come out to Waltham Forest and talk to your health visitors. I'd be happy to do that.
We've had the conversation, we're coming.
Yeah.
Come to see you.
I'm really sorry, I have to go.
I think we're going to have to go.
I'm interrupting the chair. Please. Sorry. You can tell I was
You talk away, you're the boss, you go, carry on.
Pass on your questions to Angela. Please tell us if you've got frontline stories. You are the ears and eyes, my ears and eyes on the ground. Tell us what's going on, tell us what's happening, and I promise you I will look at them. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for your time.